Go ahead.
Okay, it's 6:32, and this is the regular meeting of the Derby Housing Authority, February 5th, 2026. I call the meeting to order and ask everyone to rise to salute the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag
The
of the United
United
States
States of
of
America,
America and to the
to the
republic
republic
for
for
which it
which stands
stands,
one nation,
one nation, under
under God,
God,
indivisible,
indivisible, with
with liberty
liberty and
and
justice
justice for
for
all.
all. Okay, I'm going to call the roll. Bob Lisy.
Here.
Okay, Linda Fusco, I'm here. Loretta Sexton. Not yet. Okay, so I can't do anything that's
Nope.
going to require a vote until she gets on, but I'm sure she's coming.
Okay, let me, you want me to go help her?
Sure.
Okay.
Thank you. Is
You could
Maria
start
here?
with the other matters, though. So yeah, the only thing you do is
Okay.
you can't vote. That's all.
Hi, Linda. Yes, I'm
Correct.
here.
Hi, Maria. How are you?
I'm well. How about you?
Good, thank you.
Good.
So I am going to start. We're going to skip deletions, additions, and corrections because I actually do have a couple. So I'm going to start with public portion. Is there anyone here from the public who wishes to speak?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, who's here?
It's Bernice.
Okay, and who else?
Joyce.
Are you on?
I got this candy on the line. Ready to call Linda.
Okay, Linda's on the line. We're waiting for you.
I'm here.
Want me to
Is
help you?
there any is there anyone else from the public who wishes to speak besides Bernice Reagan?
Okay, I'm sorry. She says that she was waiting to get on, that it's saying that the meeting hasn't started.
Oh. Let me see if I can text Mark. Okay.
She's that means she's not on the, not using the right link.
Okay. Would you ask her to retry the link?
Okay.
Well, she has to retry the one that ends in 1924.
Right, which is what it says on here.
Correct.
It's always the
Yeah, that's what.
same link. It's always
Yes,
the
sir.
same link.
So, Bernice, are you helping her or? All right, Maria, so as not to hold you up, how about if we move forward to your update?
Okay, that's good. So good, hello everybody. We instituted the payment standards effective for January 1, setting the payment standards at the 110%, and then we also have a new utility allowance schedule that was
Oh.
effective for January 1 as well. We moved it up. Usually they become effective in March, but we've now aligned it with the payment standard effective date. So that's great. And full steam ahead. We've been using them now for all the folks that had recertifications effective for January 1 and forward. We still do not have what that final funding notice will tell us for 2026. We were a little bit anxious here with the little mini shutdown that the government had.
Oh, yeah, I
Yeah.
understand.
Yeah, so we were happy that, everything worked out and the disbursements for February came in. So that's all great news. And we're hoping that, and it looks so, that the House and the Senate had passed the bill, and I heard through the grapevine because then I got caught up in another project and I haven't looked at the news, but my understanding is that the president did sign the bill. So we're
Oh,
hoping,
good.
yes. So we're hoping then that we should be getting notification of what that funding level is going to be for 2026.
Okay. Are you expecting cuts, or I'm sure there's not going to be big raises, but
No. It looks good. It looks
oh,
good
good.
for both for the housing assistance payments, the HAPs, and for the administrative fee. So still not at
Okay.
100%, but we'll take, a good amount. So even if it stays at
Absolutely.
last year's level, we'd be very happy with that. But so far,
Sure, we.
nothing less, I believe.
Well, that's good because I know that not everybody got made whole like we did. Not everybody went
Correct.
up to standard, so this is a very good thing for us.
Correct. Correct. Yes. And that's basically what I have. If anybody has any questions for me.
Bob, do you have any
No.
questions?
No, I'm good. It's fine.
Okay.
Okay.
Loretta is still trying to sign on Maria, so.
She's on.
Oh, you're on. Okay. So, did you hear Maria's presentation?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any questions for her?
No.
Okay. All right. Maria, thank you so much. Have a wonderful evening, and we
You
will talk to you next month.
as well. Keep warm, everybody.
You as well. Bye-bye,
Okay.
Maria.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. So I'm going back to roll call. Bob Lisy.
Here.
Loretta Sexton.
Here, finally.
Okay, good. And Linda Fusco, I am here. So we have a full board. And Bernice is, I think, the only one from the public. Usually Joyce Palmer comes as well.
Ms. Palmer's
I'm
here.
here. I'm here.
Oh, okay.
I'm
All
here.
right. Very good. So, Bernice, I'm going to start with you. Now, the rule for these is that you can only discuss what's on the agenda. I do have something to add on to the agenda. Actually, I'm going to go back to item four, which is additions, deletions, and corrections. It says none. That's not true. Under new business A, there's a misspelling, and that's radon instead of radon. That should be RADON. And B is the Tegan Bond proposal, which you got today for the mitigation, the post-mitigation sampling.
Okay.
So, may I have a motion to accept?
I'll make a motion to accept the two additions.
I
Thank
second.
you. Thank you, Loretta. Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, motion carries. We'll go back to additions, deletions, and corrections. So, Bernice, you can talk about anything that's on the agenda, but nothing that's not on the agenda.
Okay, so I'll pass.
All right, then, if there's something else that you want to discuss, why don't you send a letter to the board and we can decide about putting it on for next month?
Okay, that sounds good.
All right, thank you so much. Ms. Palmer, again, you can discuss anything that's on the agenda.
Yes, I didn't know if you wanted to wait till later. I wanted to talk about the number seven, about the discussion of the heating bills at CC Manor.
Okay. Why don't you hang on to that and I will let you speak and ask your questions when we get there. We might answer them for you. If not, we'll do our best to get the answer. Okay.
Okay.
Anybody else from the public wish to speak? Anyone else from the public wish to speak? Last time, anyone else from the public wish to speak? Hearing no one, I close public portion. We move on to old business. A is radon update. Khalid?
COVID still on?
Yes.
Sorry, I was talking and my thing was muted. Hi, everyone. As Linda mentioned, we have received the proposal. There's nothing really much to it, but to get it signed and sent over to them, I've been in coordination with, let me tell you his name right now, with, it's not Bob Sir, which I have a new, oh, with Mr. Philip Hutter. We are scheduling we are looking at the 20th of this month to do the retest if we can get this back to him as soon as possible. And it's I believe it's a weekend test, something about radon canisters that get dropped off and picked up. So I would love to see if you guys would like to sign that so I could get that over to him first thing in the morning. I'd get it over there immediately.
Tomorrow morning?
Okay, so as soon as we vote on it.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. Anything else on the radon update?
Nope, that's it. That's our next step, is to complete our retest.
Okay, and we have to look at the bill. All right. So, are there any questions from anybody? All right. Hearing none, I'm going to go to B. So, we still need an RFP for the landscaping. I know that the Shrivers did a very nice job for the last big snowstorm.
Yes.
2 weeks ago. We haven't seen the bill yet, but you know, we're really past the RFP date, and we should go on to we should at least publish one. So, Khalid, when do you think we'll be able to do that?
I can look at the RFP stuff next week. I'll put it on my shorthand to-do list, because I honestly have been trying to coordinate the other stuff, but I'll get that done. I'll try to look at that next week, because I have a rough draft. I found one from that was previously done, so I can just use that as a template, and I'll get it to you for review.
Perfect. Perfect. Any questions for Khalid or discussion on that?
No.
All right. Hearing none. Go ahead.
No, we need to get that out, so.
Yeah, we do. We do. We're way overdue. Item 7, new business, discussion of heating bills at CC Manor. So I have heard from at least one of the residents over at CC Manor complaining about their bills in connection to what they were, in contrast to what they were last year. And I thought we were pulling all the bills, but we only pulled that particular person's bill. If we could look at all the bills, I would feel like we had a better sense of what was going on. I talked to Bob Sirowitz, and Bob said he didn't think the fans would cause them to go up $100 to $200 a month.
Oh.
Now, it's hard to judge because it's been an extremely cold winter. We have had a lot of snow. I know my own heating bills have gone up, but I don't know how to judge, because I would bring to the board, if we could show that this was across the units, everybody was having the same issue and it was tied to those fans, then I would be willing to bring to the board a discussion about, do we want to give a little rebate to offset the cost, you know, $100 a month for however many months that they've been there. I don't know. What's your thoughts? Let's have some discussion about that.
I just
now,
wouldn't.
Joyce, hang on a second. Joyce, do you want to say something here?
Yeah, I didn't know. I was under the impression when they put the fans in did they put electric meters in? The separate electric meters, or is that now, you know, coming off of like our meters in our building?
to my understanding, Khalid, correct me if I'm wrong, there were no meters put in. There was just a plug to hook the fans up.
That is correct.
Is that correct? Okay.
Yes,
and I'm told once they can come in and check the radon levels, those fans could be taken away permanently, correct?
I do believe so.
Khalid? Okay.
Because we will have no use for the systems after the test is complete.
Correct. They're saying if they test with the fans on and get the reading, and if it's where it needs to be, then we can disconnect them permanently and we would be radon free. So the test is really important. But no, I don't believe there was any kind of a separate meter put in to follow that. So when this particular resident said the bill was much higher, and I heard through an employee, you know, who meets with people over there fairly regularly, that other people were saying the same thing. I'm not in a position to be able to say whether or not we should look at giving. I think we all need a better understanding of what's going on over there. Is it related to the fans? If it's related to the fans, then we ought to give a bit of a rebate. If it's not related to the fans, if it's related to the cold, then that's not our responsibility. My thoughts only.
Yeah, the weather certainly complicates this. Mm-hmm. It's been extremely cold, but wouldn't Brian Surwich have some information as to, you know, past that, you know, fans that he's put in elsewhere that they've had the same issue?
Well, I did talk with Brian. Question would actually be better suited for the, because Surwich from Ty and Bond, they didn't do the insulation. That was Connecticut Well Water and Radon. And they told me that they were low energy wattage fans. They didn't pull a lot of resource for the job that they had to do. I was able to get a statement of account from one of the residents who had also, you know, relayed her concern to me. And to me, honestly, it just looks like a heating bill from the winter. Everybody's heat goes up in the winter. It's cold. So I don't really think this is an issue. I can provide the information I have. To get more information, since these are, you know, private citizens' accounts, I have to just have the actual resident's permission with when I call you, which is why I was only able to get one bill, because I know I keep hearing all these people, but all these people, nobody's calling me. One person is. So I got their bill. It looks normal to me, and that's my opinion on it.
Well, we're going to need more than
one. We're going to need more than one.
Of course.
Sure.
Ask more people.
What if we did a little survey, you know, if we could send a survey around to everybody and ask them, you know, to attach to their last 3 months' bills. These were put on in November, December.
Yes, they got turned on at the end of the calendar year in December.
Okay, so if we could get December and January and whatever February's bill is, if we could have everybody's permission, or if they can say, listen, my bill didn't go up. I don't need you to pull my bill.
Right.
You know, at least if we have some other
some
information, then we can make a decision next month about if we want to give some rebates, because I'm willing to do that. We've got the money. We can do that. I'm not talking about thousands of dollars, but I'm talking maybe $100 a month. You know, that would offset
the cost. I
think
the survey is actually a great idea, Linda.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. And then we could talk, you know, then next month we'll have some information to make a motion on.
Yeah.
Because right now we don't have any but one.
Yeah.
Correct.
So,
Ms. Palmer, did you notice anything? Because I know you're a CC resident. Did you notice anything quite different than your last year's bill this year?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, Ms. Palmer.
Yes.
Oh, you know, I pulled the bills out. I noticed, well, last month was December. The statement was December 17th. And I was surprised because it says how your use changed. It said this month mm-hmm. you used 25.17% more. I was surprised at that than at the same time last year. And I really thought, because I'm having so many problems with my cell phone, I was charging it a lot. I thought that it was from charging. That's what I thought, because I haven't mm-hmm. used anything more. And then, you know, 25.17% last month. And then this month, well, I'm sorry, the statement date for January 19th after that was 18.50% more than last year. So you know, that's as far as the bills go there. So I didn't know, you know, what the thing.
So, I'm so sorry. I don't know anything about the percentages. Was the bill higher? You paid more this year than last month, than last year this time?
What I use, it's saying what your usage is. In other words, it's saying that I use more.
Okay, I understand that. Right. Was the bill amount higher?
Pardon?
That was reflected in the price of your statement?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I'll get a copy of yours as well.
Can you say by how much?
You mean between month to month, you mean?
Yes.
Oh, I'd have to check that out. I mean, I just...
Okay.
I'm trying to find
All
it.
Right. All right. So when
I'll
you
contact
do...
You, so you don't have to find it right now, Ms. Palmer. I can contact you tomorrow.
Right, okay. Right. If you could give Khalid, you know, the ability to make a copy of your bill, then, you know, we'll be able to take a look at it.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't speak for anybody else. I know my own bills have gone up, my heating, because the heating costs have increased.
Yes.
But let's take a look. I want to be fair to everybody. So any further discussion on that? We're going to try to get the bills and we'll make a decision. We'll put it back on for next month. So what I sent you today was Tegenbaum's bill. It's a proposal for post-mitigation radon sampling, CC Manor. What they're telling me, which was confusing, because I thought these fans were going to stay here forever, but apparently what they're going to do is they're going to do another sampling now that they've been in for the required amount of time. And if everybody's rates are within normal radon rates, then they're going to remove the fans. And they're saying we should be radon free. So here's the, I don't know if everybody had a chance to look at the proposal here. The fee is, I think, $5,000.
Well, see, Linda, I was confused as well because it said $5,000 on the paper proposal, but on the email that we were both copied on, it said the sampling task should be $2,300 instead of the $3,300 posted. So I was confused on what the final amount would be.
That's what I read.
All right.
You saw the $2,300.
I saw the change from $3,300
to
$2,300. And you know what? That? If they take the fans out, that's even better.
Yeah, I know, because that's one.
Yeah.
That's
right.
This radon thing has been
that's
ongoing.
Fine.
For sure. All right. So let's, I hate to wait another month, but let's try to clarify what the dollar amount of this sampling is. And if we need to do this sooner than later to avoid extra electricity, we can call a special meeting to address it.
Just you don't think you're going to vote on it tonight? I would really like to be able to send this to them as soon as possible.
Well, I think we can vote on it. I think we can vote to sign it, to approve
okay.
it for.
And then tomorrow I'll just clarify
with the
cost.
Understanding that we. Yes. It's going to have to be done whether it's $3,300 or $5,000.
That's true, too.
But it's good. So it's good to know exactly what we're paying.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know. What do you think, commissioners? Do you want to vote on this tonight?
Yeah, I think we should vote to sign the proposal pending final dollar amount.
Okay. I'll second that motion. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right, motion carries. So I will sign this tomorrow and send it off, and we will work with you, Khalid, work with your representative, and I will work with mine, and we'll get clarification.
Yeah.
And we'll cut the check if that's what we need to do. But it'd be good to have this done and over, to know
Correct.
If it needs to stay on, if it doesn't need to stay on, where we are, is this working?
You're right.
All right.
It would be very good.
Yes. All right. So we'll go to the subsidized housing coordinator's report.
That would be me again. Hello. As we
yes,
all
hello.
know, we are still going through our vacancies. We are up to, we had two move outs this past month since I last spoken to you. So we are up to 15 vacancies. The good news is, a preferred who I've mentioned, they did our roof and we did a walkthrough, our roof at CC Manor, our roof at Lakeview Manor. Have been in the units. They are working on three at the same time. So we will have five units done by next week. I'm very excited about that. Wow. And then after they are done, I'm sorry.
What are they charging us?
I sent you guys that already. It was, what was it? I can pull it up right now. Hold on.
I remember that from last
right?
month.
Yeah. I showed you guys at the desk.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'll look up that number in a bit. I'm sorry.
Okay.
And then so in regards to that, though, when they are done with the Lakeview apartments, and I hope the board will come see the work that is done, we will then decide if we were going to use them for CC, where we have a couple of vacancies as well. Our main staff maintenance has finished up the vacancies that they have been working on at their respective sites, and they're going to go do the last two over at Steiger. So that is my vacancy plan for the moment. It is actually going very well. And I'm pulling up the number for A Preferred right now. Looks like $1,800 for a studio unit, which is what they're working on. And that is floors, painting, cabinets, anything that we need done.
Okay. All
which,
right.
As you remember, Bob, is an incredible price because
we
got a quote for 17 for just
I got
painting.
Yeah, 1,700 was the other one we had.
And it was just painting, which was
insane.
That's
right. Forget, yeah.
So otherwise, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Linda.
No, go ahead. You're fine. Finish your report.
Still working with, I was going to say Maria, Marilyn, to get our finances updated. I sent her a bunch of our old, I just sent her resident service coordinator filings. I believe that the Imagineers are getting her the rest of those monthly reports. The last thing I need to get her is, I believe, our security deposit accounts. And Linda, do you remember if we got her access to our secure systems? Did we do that together? Do
I
you
don't
remember?
Know.
Okay, so I will just double check
I don't.
With her tomorrow.
All right,
and,
let me know.
I may need like 30 minutes of your time tomorrow, but I will double check before that.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. I know I have to reauthorize you too.
Oh, okay.
I did get
stuff?
Something from... Yeah.
Okay. And that's my report. If anybody has any questions, I'd be happy to answer.
The one thing that I will mention is that I was contacted by a former employee who left in very good standing. He was mm-hmm. one of the maintenance men, and he wanted a full-time job. We didn't have full-time jobs. He went over to Ansonia, and now he's left, and he's looking to come back. If at any point that we think we need another worker to keep on top of things,
mm-hmm.
I would really like to consider him. He was actually phenomenal.
I think you provided me with his number, so I can definitely Frank, right? Can I say that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have his number here on a sticky note. I just read it. So I will give him a call tomorrow. I'll let him know about the. I really want to know what to do, like that there's a possibility of something in the future.
Okay.
So how would you like me to word it?
Loretta, you know who I'm talking about, right?
I'll put voices. What'd you say?
I was just asking Loretta if she knew who I was talking about.
Yes, I do.
Bob. Okay.
Yep.
So If we have a need, and Bob, I know you know too. If we have a need, you know, I would like to be able to get him in because he's phenomenal,
okay,
and
perfect.
probably one of the best that we ever had. And
Okay.
you know, I don't know that we have a need for a third full-time person. We've not even had two until now.
Right.
But as long as these 15 are moving along, I won't press it. But at the point that these bog down, because again, we've been losing money.
Exactly. Empty units, is you never want to see units vacant for this long.
For sure. For sure. Loretta and Bob, any other questions, comments?
No, just glad to hear five will be done by the end of the week. That'd be great.
I know, I'm very
Next
excited.
Week.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the three of us will make an appointment.
Yeah, I would like
to come over and take a look. I would really like to see them.
Yeah.
And oh. Literally the only reason why we've had to outsource it is because, you know, we had the rush at the end of the year, and, you know, the guys, when they get pulled out for work orders, they have to, you know, attend to those. But they really have been doing good work in the units, and I'm really excited for you guys to see it.
Good. All right. I'll set a date.
Thank you.
We probably should talk to the mayor too about doing coffee with the mayor, because we have not been out in a while.
Okay.
Probably been a year and a half to 2 years. So maybe when it warms up a little bit and we can count on at least no snow, maybe rain, but no snow, we'll get him out to each of the three sites with some coffee and donuts, and people can talk to him. And, you know,
we
it's good
that.
For us to hear it too, guys.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, commissioners, it's good for us to hear what people are thinking. All right. So if there's nothing else, then I would entertain a motion to adjourn. It is
7:04.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to adjourn at 7:04.
I second.
Okay. Discussion on the motion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? All right. We are adjourned. 7:04. Thank you so much, everybody.
Thank you.
Good evening, everyone.
Take care.
Night.